Blog Talk Radio.
Guys had a great weekend. Hey, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I am awake. I'm thankful.
Amen.
You know, I had a great weekend. How about you?
It was fun. I had a really nice, relaxing weekend, actually.
Yes, it was. It was very relaxing. Got plenty of rest. But I tell you, my to-do list is so huge. Have you ever had those times when you just said, I've got so much to do and not enough time to do it all in? I have. And everything is like a big project. Nothing is just small. I'm taking crash courses and software, and it's just a lot on my plate right now. But I'm here this morning with you, and that is such a blessing. And not only that, we're in this book, The Secret Power of Words, that you wrote. When did you write this book, Dr. Reggie?
Oh, it was years ago. I think 2003 or something like that, 2004.
2008.
Well, you know, I wrote so many. I wrote the Secret 100 Spiritual Secrets. I think that was 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one I wrote was The Awakening, Conquering the Sleeping Giant Within, and that was 2002 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
I've written 4 books, and I try to keep up with them. I'm writing a 5th one now, The Transdimensional Mind. It's taking a little time, but I'm doing that one, too.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge book. That, I mean, and really, I know from that it's been challenging and kind of tedious. You know, let's go ahead and start with our opening prayer, and this, which I think is interesting. Here's the deal. We are currently in Dr. Reggie's book, Chapter 5, which is The Power of Prayer. And you guys, if you're regular listeners, you know that Dr. Reggie does an opening prayer, which is the invocation, inviting in the Holy Spirit, and he sends so many blessings to us. And then he does a closing prayer. And sometimes, because I'm running my mouth so much, he says, all I do is just pray. But if you read this book on the power of words,
I know, sorry.
It's not just a prayer. He talks about the power of prayer. So we're implementing these practices now. So as he is saying this morning's opening prayer, please pay attention to the words and the blessings that he is pouring over you in this invocation. Go ahead, Dr. Reggie.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day to breathe and to smell and to eat and to live. We thank you for the power of prayer to be able to communicate with you. And you with us. We thank you that you speak to us at all times, in nature, in meditation, in dreams, in every way that we take for granted. We speak through other people, and we accept your energy through them. And we thank you that we are blessed by others. You are always at work, and I am so grateful. And we are all in the energy of your grace and your power. And only you can give us grace, which is that divine favor. Thank you for anointing everybody who listens and for blessing them, for tuning into this ministry. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Wow. So, you know, today I didn't want to leave this chapter without covering the last few sections, which I think sometimes we don't really look at these as prayers. Dr. Reggie is going to talk to us about mantras and power and praying in tongues. I just quickly want to go over what we covered last week, which was in terms of the power of prayer, the healing power of prayer, and how the power of massive prayer, how when more than one of us are joined together, that it has in prayer, it has tremendous, tremendous power. And then he also shared with us the kind of prayers that work best. And Dr. Reggie says is when we don't have an attachment to the outcome. And I really love that, because what he's saying is you may desire something in your life, but don't dictate to God how it has to be, how it has to happen. Because then what's happening is, in actuality, is you're limiting God's power. Well, you can't limit God's power, but you are placing limitations on that which you desire, because you never know how the universe, and when I say the universe, you'll hear me say the universe or the source or God or the higher self. To me, they all mean the same thing, that divine energy. You never know how the universe wants to bless you, which way it's going to come. So you don't want to be attached to the outcome. The thing that you do want to be attached to is that which is for the highest good for you and everyone else involved. For the highest good. That's the only thing that matters. And then everything else will fall into place. So he talks about that, and he says, and he gave us a simple prayer. He says he's learned this to be the simplest and most effective prayer. And this is what it says: I send love and light to you, and may you experience God's highest and best in this situation. I just love that. Please write that down. I send love and light to you. May you experience God's highest and best in this situation. This prayer is in line with the prayer that Jesus taught his disciple: God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So, we're going to talk about ancient Sanskrit mantras and power. I want you to take a deep breath right now and just settle your spirit for a moment and contemplate that divine energy in you. And just listen to my words for a moment. In a place of solitude, a man sits down and adjusts the shawl around his shoulders. He closes his eyes and begins to meditate, going deeper into some still, quiet place within himself. He begins to chant or to intonate in mystical rhythmic tones. And any onlooker would perceive this man to be asleep, or maybe even crazy, as he offers incantations to his God with a strange utterance of sounds. But sound is not merely an artistic expression. The universe is made of sound and vibration. Sanskrit mantras are short phrases filled with powerful energy, and they're also filled with intention. They generate sound waves that promote healing. Sound waves filled with insight creativity, spiritual growth, all by simply altering the vibration. The discipline of formal prayer and chanting is practiced in every religion around the world and is becoming more widely recognized in the West for its ability to affect health, to affect your success, your mental clarity, and other life issues such as overcoming fear and habits and grief and anger. So using a mantra in your time of prayer or your meditation can be very effective, even if you don't understand the meaning. However, understanding them and chanting them correctly allows you to put more intent and more emotion into it. So here are a few examples of how to use a mantra. Let's start with the Sanskrit mantra that starts with the word Om. Om. I love saying that word because as I get to the M sound of it, it just vibrates all through my body. Om. Some people spell it O-M, some spell it O-H-M, which I find interesting because I know in electricity, electrical language, and don't get me, you know, I don't know it all, but they talk about the voltage and having an ohm. It's a vibration, is it not? An O-H-M is a measurement of that electrical voltage, that vibration, ohm. It is said to be the sound of the universe. Om. Guess what it means? It means I am. I am. I am. Say I am three times and feel the power of it. I am. I am. I am. It comes from somewhere else, doesn't it? Can't you feel that power? Is it vibrating through you right now? So when you're saying Om, you're saying I am. Further, the words I am mean God in me is. So when you're speaking and you're saying such things as I am depressed, that translates to God in me is depressed. Now, how does that honor that divine energy within you? It doesn't, does it? Pay attention to what you connect to I am. I am equals the sound of the universe. It's the core of your being. I am. I am powerful. I am affluent. I am wealthy. I am successful. I am joyous. I am learned. I am blessed. The core of your being, I am. You know, when you're repeating the name of God, it triggers a spiritual center in your psyche that otherwise may be inactive. So hold the tone. Om. Hold it as long as possible and repeat it as much as you desire. This is considered the most powerful mantra and will make your prayers come alive. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. What is that saying? Peace. Patience, but it's saying, I am peace. I am patience. God in me is peace. God in me is patience.
Amen.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. How about this one? No, that's not. I'm looking at this. You have to tell me this. I am Arogyam.
Mm-hmm.
How you pronounce it, Dr. Reggie?
I'm Arogyam, like you said.
I am Arogyam. I am Arogyam. It means I am healthy. I am Arogyam. And here's another one. Dr. Reggie, you'll have to come and do these for me.
Say it the best way you can, Cynthia, please.
Okay. Well, I'll put these up on the website. And I'll
Sanskrit is not an easy language.
It's not very easy. And I'll have Dr. Reggie sound them out for you. And so we'll post that today. And we'll also post it in Facebook. But anyway, the point is that when you start saying these chants over and over and over again, they put you in an altered state of consciousness. You will begin to feel yourself just get lost in the vibration. Not the words so much, but the vibration. But the vibration has a meaning and is sending a signal out to the universe. It was interesting that we were going to talk about this today, and the movie that we watched yesterday was What's Love Got to Do with It, with Tina Turner. And Tina was in a very abusive relationship, and it was Buddhism that gave her the strength to walk away. And what I found interesting was that I didn't make the connection when I saw this film the first time. And she had a line in the film. Well, her story is that her mother walked out on her. Her mother was in a very violent relationship with her dad. And they tore this house up in a fight. And the mother said, I can't take it anymore. And she left. She took her oldest daughter with her, but she left Tina with the grandmother. And so when here it is now, Tina is in an abusive relationship. She's carrying forward that which she grew up in, okay? And she says, I cannot walk away. I know what it feels like when your blood deserts you. In other words, when someone that your family walks out and deserts you. So she stayed in that relationship because she didn't want her children to feel the way she felt when her mother walked out on her. Now, I'm bringing this up for a couple of reasons. One is because I really understood the generational, for lack of a better word, the generational curse. A lot of times we are carrying over in our lives a repetition of our ancestors, some that you don't even know who they are, you know, but you're carrying over their belief system. What do we talk about belief? A belief is just a thought that you think over and over again, but that belief has been planted in your consciousness and carried over from generation to generation to generation. In particular, and I'm speaking to African Americans, we have a lot of that that's been carried over from slavery, the perception of the world based from the perception of a slave. And we're carrying that into the 21st century. It keeps us in bondage. Isn't it time to let go of those chains? So where she found her strength, Tina, to overcome this generational curse, to fight back, she went inside. The change has to take place internally. She went inside, and it was the chanting of Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, that higher part of me that is always in divine perfection, I'm asking it to be revealed to me now. Nam-myoho Renge-kyo. And she filled her vibration with that energy. And that gave her the courage to walk out. But now she's walking out to stand on her own. She's walking out in her divinity. Is she not?
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that she wanted as she divorced this man, and this was another powerful message, the only thing she wanted was her name, because she was born Anna Mae Bullock, but her stage name is Tina Turner, and she wanted to keep her stage name. Now, what does that say? That's saying that name equals her character, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
That's vibration. Everything that she had become. Again, it was a vibration. She wanted to hold on to that vibration. It's everything she had worked for. I just thought, whoa, this is... We really don't appreciate our names, the value. You know, when a child is named, there's a whole naming ceremony in a lot of cultures because that child carries that vibration with them. So words do have power. Names have power. Names have power. So it was a great reminder of the principles and how powerful chanting is. Okay. So, each mantra opens out from a single root syllable, which contains one of the basic sounds. And these sounds are made by the vowels in English words, such as far, hair, they, in, shoot, put, and the tone oon, which has a nasal sound. And so since these are similar to the vowels of the English alphabet, you could use A, E, I, O, U. And you can make the sounds and open the door of divine connection into your personal mantra. For example, you could intone Om A. You can say that three times. Om A. Om A. Om A. Or Om E. Om E. Om E. And you can do that all through the vowels. So, but in Buddhism, the chanting, and this is what Tina Turner used, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, it is the ultimate expression of the law of life. And it is believed to have the power to change your karma. I think it worked for her. It changed her karma, did it not? Yes, it did. It gave her courage. It gave her strength. I also want to focus on praying in tongues. You know, I went to this church. Well, I won't go there. But anyway, they were really they were forcing us to try to speak in tongues, and I just thought, this is not going to happen for me. But anyway, but closely resembling a mantra is the ability to raise the vibration by practicing praying in tongues, or what some religions call the heavenly languages. And it is one of the gifts of the Spirit mentioned in the Christian New Testament. And it allows you to communicate directly with God or your higher consciousness without having the conscious mind or the ego involved. You're not worried about how you're saying it or if you're saying it correctly. So some people call this glossalia, and do not consider it a language at all. Others believe speaking in tongues means speaking in another language with fluency without having any prior knowledge of that language. But speaking in tongues was a strange experience, even for Dr. Reggie. So and I think this is the experience that I had. But this is my experience at this church was completely different from Reggie's. But here's Reggie's experience. At this church is in Los Angeles, and it's in this huge dome, and there was a group that prayed over him, and he spoke in ancient Aramaic, although it was strange trying to make it happen. And you should have seen the looks I got when a man who was majoring in linguistics asked me if I knew what I was saying, and I responded yes. I told him the visions that came to me as I spoke. It was is my sense that tongues are languages a person knew and used in past lives, but since the language has not been learned in the present life, the brain and ego is still bypassed. And a study conducted by a brain specialist, Dr. Carl Peterson, at Oral Roberts University shows that praying causes the brain to release this chemical secretion, which gives the immune system a boost, and it promotes healing in the physical body. So perhaps that is why mantras and chanting and tongues and any sincere prayer are beneficial. They raise the vibration and the sound waves, and they can alter the outcome of a situation. This is why it is so, so important for you to understand how you were created. The power that you have with your tongue, with your thoughts. The Bible clearly tells us life and death is in the tongue. It's what you say. And what you say comes after what you think. So it starts by your thoughts and then by your words. And then it manifests in physical form. You can speak your health into existence, or you can speak your illness. Have you ever been around someone who's ill? They have to share their story of their illness with everybody from beginning to end. Why aren't they speaking about their health? Why aren't they speaking about how they're improving every day? No, you have to hear about how they had a heart attack and how, you know, the doctors didn't know and, oh, they all these problems. They need to clean it up. They put me on this medication and I was taking this medication and that medication screwed me up. And they will tell you all of everything that went wrong. But they won't take the time to tell you what's right. And more importantly, they're not calling that has not manifested, they're not calling it forth. If you want to be healed, you have to claim your healing. You have to call it forth. That which does not exist, you have to call it as though it is already here. I am healthy. Every organ in my body is functioning in divine perfection. And you need to say it enough till it becomes a belief. And a belief is what? Just a thought that you think over and over again. And that's the one thing I found about affirmations. Sometimes they say, well, when I start with and when I say that, it just feels like a lie. Okay, yeah, you're calling it forth as though it is, you know, and your eyes can't see it, but your faith knows that it will come. So you need to say it until you believe it. And once you believe it, when you move into belief, your vibration raises. You are raising your vibration. And here's how Abraham Hicks puts it. When you raise your vibration to a level that matches that which you desire, that's when it comes down into physical manifestation. So while you are claiming you're sick, but now you start saying, I'm healthy, I'm whole, and I'm healed. And, you know, you've got all this evidence that's telling you that ain't right, that ain't happening, that ain't going on. But you continue to say, I'm healthy, I'm whole. I'm healthy. I'm whole. You say it every day. Every time a little fearful thought comes up, no, I'm healthy. I'm whole. I destroy this negative thought with this positive thought. And you continue to say that, continue to hold on to it. And it may take you saying not only that, but I know that God in me is. God loves me. God promised that whatever I say, I can have. And now I am declaring my health and wholeness right now. My health and wholeness right now. I declare it. And so it is. And you may have to say that all day long. Eventually, it will become a belief. And when that vibration of belief is there, the miracle happens. Now, in the course of miracles, Jesus says, the whole thing about a miracle is that it compresses time. It's like the time that you make the declaration and the time that the miracle actually occurs is compressed. And that makes you even more a believer, even more so. So I believe in miracles. Do you? I believe in compressed time. I believe that manifestation is instantaneous because that's where we're going right now. Your belief, just in the principles, if they're so sown in your heart and so powerful and you walk in that truth, you will have instantaneous manifestation. How many of you watch Bewitched? Dr. Reggie loves that series. From the 60s? Go up on YouTube and watch Bewitched and watch the language that they use. And when they their manifestation and the comparison of being this witch that can create upon their words and a mortal who feels like they got to walk, we got to do step one, step two, step three, everything is physical for them. Those little witches just say, oh, they have a little rhyme. 3 + 3 and more in time, bring me some wine, whatever. Or they just say, I want a martini, and the martini appears in their hand. It's a perfect example of the power of words. They had incantations and spells, but it's all about words. And there's absolutely no doubt that it's going to manifest. No doubt. So, you know, that's who I believe we really are. We have the power with our spoken word to have instantaneous manifestation. We just have to get rid of the doubt and the fear and questioning. We have to get the mind and the ego out of the way and just trust and trust and have faith in faith. I love you guys this morning. Oh, my God. I love you every morning. But I love you so much. I love the God that's in you. I love you as empowered beings. And I want you to walk out today and own that power. I want you to walk out and own it today. Watch the words that come out of your mouth. Connect with that divine energy in you. Chant Om. Chant I Am. Okay? Listen, if you have a question or comment this morning, please give me a call, 914-338-0590. If you're already in our queue, you want to add to our lesson today, press 1 on your telephone keypad. I would really love to hear the words coming out of your mouth this morning. I want to hear you as empowered beings that you are. And if not, I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer. Also, I want to make you guys aware that tomorrow we are having our meditation circle here in Atlanta. in Duluth. And so if you are in Atlanta, please come and join us tomorrow night, that's Tuesday, at 7 o'clock in Duluth. We're going to be at the Bunton, Dr. Reggie, what is it called?
Bunton Road Community Center.
At the Bunton Road Community Center. And it's a I love Dr. Reggie's meditations. We'll go into meditation. But Dr. Reggie also does, he opens a circle. And many of you may know Dr. Reggie as Prophet Reggie. And the reason, when he opens that circle, he gets some powerful, powerful messages. A lot of times he will speak a prophecy to you that he is receiving from the Holy Spirit. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun together. He teaches us different exercises. And I will tell you this, everything that he teaches you is to make you aware that God is always available and will always, without fail, answer your prayer. So sometimes we use psychometry. That's where we all put something in a basket and we pick it up. That belongs to someone else, and we get impressions and from those items, and you will be surprised how accurate they are, because that energy is within us, right? So he teaches you that. He teaches you chanting. He has some powerful chants that just open you up to the divine energy that's in you. So we'll be doing this every Tuesday. So if you can't make it to this one, we'll be there every Tuesday. For more information, give us a call at 800-401-8129. It's going to be powerful. I want to say, give a shout out to the people in our chat room this morning. Hi, Pam. Pam is in there. Good morning to you. I don't see Susie in this morning. She's usually in the chat room. And also Gloria. I think Gloria is missing this morning. But, you know, she has work and challenges. But anyway, she's usually there, and she'll be there when her time frees up. So we appreciate her. Tomorrow we're going to be going into Chapter 6, which is the impact of words on others. Listen, you're going to learn how you have the power to bless your children. I think that's the most important thing, blessing your children, blessing your employer. How many of you ever thought about blessing your employer or blessing your coworkers? Oh, thank you so much, Pam. Pam says, I love your show. Thank you. I love you, Pam. But we want to bless them. So we're going to learn the power of the impact of our words on others. This is going to be an amazing journey. All righty. Nobody's calling me. Nobody's saying hello. So we're going to just have Dr. Reggie take us into our closing prayer. I don't want to jump into the next chapter until tomorrow.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we are so lucky under you as the creator of everything. Teach us to pray from our soul and not the negative ego. Let us know that our soul won't help if we pray for something that we don't want. We're praying for the highest good of all concerned. And that they're also healed and protected and enriched and enlivened by the power of the Holy Spirit. We know we're doing the higher thinking through our souls, and that our souls are the ones to help us with our real self that's doing the thinking and not the negative ego or personality. Let us know that the law of manifestations are always working, whether we want them to or not, or whether we are consciously aware of them working or not. We are the ones responsible for our perfect, happy living and our perfect work and our perfect health. Help us to always feed our subconscious mind with positive thoughts and positive words of love, and knowing that we are in your law, always under your law, and they work all the time. The manifestation will work instantly in other realms as well as this one. Let us program ourselves to say, I know everything is going to work out okay. everything is going to be fine. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. One more thing I need to share with you guys. Please go to our website, which is circlesofprosperity.org. And on the home page, you will see on the right-hand side a button that says join our website or become a member of Circles of Prosperity. I think that's what it says. Let me go there and make sure I said become a member of Circles of Prosperity. I want you to click on that link and then click on join the site. You'll see a button that says join the site. And I want you to go ahead. You can connect through Facebook, but I want you to go ahead and put in your email address. I need to be able to reach out to you guys. I've got so many things happening. Listen, we're going to have you, Rasha, who transcribed the book Oneness, has agreed to come on the show. We're trying to coordinate the date now. I want to make sure you get notification of that. I want to make sure you get notification of our live events that are going to be coming up soon, because I want to meet a lot of you. I talk all day long, or at least for 45 minutes a day, but it's something about standing in the presence of people and being able to touch them and to hug them and to see their smiles and to share that love with one another in person that is really something. So I want to let you know some of the things that we're going to be doing. And I'd like to know where you are, because if you've got a group of people, me and Dr. Reggie will travel and come spend some time with you. I can't tell all of that from Blog Talk Radio. So please go to the website and click on that little link that says become a member of Circles of Prosperity. Listen, I want you guys in my inner circle, okay? And give me your email address, all righty? I love you. Have a blessed, blessed day.